The 24th Annual Florida Film Festival starts today. It'll showcase the latest independent and international cinema over a 10-day period here in Central Florida. One of this year's documentaries is Aspie Seeks Love. It's the story of David Matthews of Pittsburgh, a funny, intelligent guy in his awkward journey to find love. Matthews wasn't diagnosed with Asperger's until he was 41 years old.
What exactly are you looking for? What is missing from your life?
Just a companion, someone to converse with, someone with whom to share my life.
Joining us now is the film's director and producer, Julie Sokolow. Julie, you followed David Matthews around and got to know him very well. Tell us more about David.
I used to see David around town at local record shops and coffee shops, and he always intrigued me. He'd always be wearing this signature coat and Buddy Holly glasses and running from one place to another. He always ran. He didn't walk. And I'm, you know, a chronically awkward person, I guess, who also appreciates like 1950s style. And so he just like stuck out to me. And it turns out when I learned more about him that he was an artist and writer around town. And before we actually officially met, he sent me a Facebook message and said, "I've seen your documentaries and you should make one about me." So it was kind of this match made in heaven of just like collaborative partnership. I had seen him around town and been intrigued, and here he was reaching out to me. So, you know, it felt like destiny to work on this project with him.
So love can be awkward for everyone at one point or another, but what are some of the challenges he faces?
David has unique challenges finding love because, you know, he's on the spectrum. And so things like asking the woman questions over dinner or, you know, having a certain kind of polish to his dating persona have always kind of evaded him. And that's something that he's been keenly aware of. And so he developed a whole art project around it. For the past 20 years, he's been posting personal ad flyers to telephone poles, seeking a girlfriend. And in each flyer, he has like interesting pictures of himself and wacky headlines and just manifestos about who he is as a person. And I think it's his way of satirizing the personas people adopt in dating and romance while genuinely trying to alleviate his loneliness and meet a partner for life.
He does seem comfortable in social settings with other people on the autism spectrum. You know, he shares some very personal aspects of his life. But you said he reached out to you. It was his idea to open up in this way?
Yeah, David has that quality that a lot of us have where you're simultaneously an extrovert and an introvert. He's really good at being alone. Like sometimes he doesn't want to be close to people. He just wants to, you know, lock himself in his bedroom and write for hours and hours. And he's a fantastic writer. And at the same time, he, you know, he's an extrovert and he likes to get on stage and read his writing and make people laugh. And he wants to find love.
Julie Sokolow, what did you learn about Asperger's that you didn't know before from doing this documentary?
One thing that David says in the film is that people with Asperger's are kind of like people from a different culture. In the film, he goes on a date with a woman who's from Germany and she's a professor and she's an esoteric individual. She doesn't have autism or anything like that, but she and David relate to each other in the fact that they're both sort of outside of mainstream American culture. That's something that David reflects on in the film with his friends who are on the spectrum, that having autism in that way, it's almost like being from a different culture. It's a difference in perception. And just as they have to continually adapt to our worlds, we have to make the space to meet them halfway.